I always like in this show to celebrate success, and it really, I get great enjoyment when you find out about local businesses that go and get some national recognition for the great work they do. Well, recently about six businesses across the Midlands featured in the top 100 retail businesses, and this was a list that's created by Retail Excellence each year. And one such business is Heavens Hardware in Athlone. That's Topline Heavens, and of course Euronics that they have as well. So to find out a little bit more and maybe try to get to the bottom of what it is that the crew at Heavens do so well, earlier this evening I spoke to Paul and Derek Heaven. Now Paul and Derek, along with Paulette, now run the business. It was originally set up in 1984 by Willie and Maureen Heaven, and it started out with a small little hardware offering. There's been a couple of moves, a lot of expansion since, to get the business where it is to now. So that was the first question I put to Derek, was to take us right up to speed from 1984 to the present day.
Yeah, so as I said, my dad started in 1984 in a unit there in an Irish town, and I suppose it was difficult times in the 80s, you know. He was a start-up business, and, you know, it was a difficult time to start a business. The economy wasn't great in Ireland at that time. So we started a hardware store after coming from Athlone Hardware, and after a couple of years, he developed the shop, doubled the size of it there in Irish Town, and then he moved in and built his own premises then, where currently Michael Even Carpets and Furniture is now, and he built that unit there and developed again, expanded it bigger. And during the 90s and early 2000s, he was business was going well from there, and then we knew we had to expand again, so that's where myself and my dad then decided the plans in 2006 to move to Shannon Retail Park, where we are now. And so that's where we are now. We've a 15,000 square foot shop floor. We have everything under the one roof, from kitchens, electrical, hardware, DIY, paint, you name it. And that's where we're at now.
And from about 2016 then, you joined Euronics Group, and from 2017 then became part of the Topline Group. What did that do for the business, and how did you go about bringing those brand names under the roof as well?
Yeah, so we were under another brand at the time, and we knew just that we wanted to get to the next level. We knew we needed to be part of an electrical group, and Euronics was already in Athlone, and as I suppose we were approached by them to see would we come aboard with them. They took decide whether we would or not, and then I suppose Euronics, we made a decision to go with them. We felt they were a very good fit for us, a very progressive electronic group, and we gave them a space in our store when we done a big renovation and branded it. And as a consequence of that, we ended up getting a few years previous we approached Topline, another group, and the hardware side of things, and we went on board with them. And then we've done a complete revamp of the whole store, and it was a big undertaking, but it worked out really well. We have a very modern shop now with Topline and Euronics. And both groups give us a great competitive edge. They're great buying-wise and marketing-wise, and very well-established brands in Ireland, you know, Topline and Euronics. So we're delighted to be associated with them, you know.
And from an employee perspective then, how many people have you on your books at the minute?
So at the moment we have 28 employees, and that's increased dramatically over the last 2.5 years, obviously with the whole pandemic and that. Our business increased, everybody was doing gardening and DIY, and also our Heavens.ie online website really, really escalated. It really got tremendously busy over that period, and employing 4 full-time people as well. And I suppose at the moment we've 28 people, and we're quite busy at the moment. We've a big kitchen event coming up there as well. We're launching our new showrooms there, so a big area that's increasing all the time. A lot of people are renovating and, you know, replacing kitchens and wardrobes and things like that. So that's basically it.
There's plenty of money out there in the economy, hopefully, so you hopefully that continues as well. So when it comes to kitchens, is that something that you always specialised in, or what's the kind of unique selling point with it now? Why go and relaunch a kitchen showroom and go big into that side of the business?
Well, we always done kitchens. We've been doing kitchens for the last, I suppose, 16, 17 years, and we thought everybody knew we had kitchens and that, and I suppose we were busy over the last few years. We didn't really have to do a launch or really have to do We were just steady business there. We had guys there pricing and delivering kitchens there for the last few years. But we just seen a big change of people's spend, and like they were seeing the kitchen, they were going for more upmarket kitchens, and our showroom needed a revamp, and we wanted to just kind of bring it to another level there. And we have people trained there now, that design kitchens and that, and 3D drawings and that. It gives people a better design and outlook on their kitchen of what they want, the customer requires, you know. So we're seeing that a lot of renovation in the last 2 years is really drove us on there to do a proper kitchen launch, and we've guys ready there to help the customer now, you know.
You mentioned there that growth in employees, particularly as a result of the pandemic, and a lot, you know, move towards online shopping, as well as the growth in DIY and gardening. The move towards maybe online and you know, increasing the awareness of the brand, you just mentioned the same there about the kitchens. Was that something that you were always looking at as a business, or did COVID accelerate that and make it part of your business plan?
Well, I suppose a few years ago, myself and Paul, even we were looking at online, because obviously you're trying to create sales from the online platform, but you also use it as a marketing tool and brand awareness, and to drive customers into your store, and also to sell product on nationwide, which we did a lot in the last 2 years or 2.5 years. So before the pandemic started, we were trying to get an online website up and running, and we just got it up and running in November, prior to the pandemic. But in March, then, when the whole COVID situation started, our website escalated and really was just grew dramatically over a space of a couple of weeks. And I suppose good work by Paul Heaven here and the team, they've developed the online significantly since that launch. It's just, we've been working on it meticulously over the last 2.5 years, and we've got to a stage now that we're delivering parcels everywhere in Ireland, including Northern Ireland, and we're even delivering parcels to Inishbofin, which we've done a famous trip over there twice now, hand delivering parcels to the people of the island, Inishbofin, things like that. A lot of promotional work with Ben Haid here is our digital marketing guy. He organises events and does all the promotions and social media and all that sort of thing. So it's really a driving force for our business now. It's a great marketing tool, the online.
Paul, Derek has paid a huge tribute to you there, talking about the work that you've done on for the online selling and developing the online store and delivering products now all across the country. How has it changed the way that you operate on a daily basis, Dennis? But I'm thinking things like order fulfillment and that. Has it revolutionised the way you handle supplies, stock, and how you get them out to customers? Or was it just a slight adjustment on the way you'd always done things?
Well, I suppose the biggest change in our end would be the buying end, where we'd buy 12 or 24 of an item, now we're buying 100 or 144 of them to fulfil the orders for online. So we had the store here, and we had the warehouse here behind the store that we're using, but between ordering stuff for online and fulfilling orders in the shop, we've gone to 3 different warehouses with stock just to keep the orders fulfilled.
That's a significant rise, all right. In terms of then your staff as well, did you have to go and retrain people or upskill? Did you have to look at, like, you know, software or apps to use to manage all that stock? Or how did you go about, making sure that people are up to speed with what the business now needs?
Well, we still have the same EPOS system, that full stock control on the system. Staff-wise, yeah, we did retrain them. So staff on the floor that were used to the products, we moved them to our online department. So if a customer rang, we could provide the same customer service that we do on the shop floor online, that the staff are knowledgeable when someone rings up online. And then I suppose with the website, software-wise, there's a good bit of development and constant improvement there, and tweaking things. The smallest changes make a big difference to getting the customer across the line with online when they're, say, the item's in the basket, to get them the final push to pay for it.
That's it. It's always that crucial bit as well. You can try and get down to as few clicks as possible. So
exactly.
What's really jumping out and talking to yourself and Derek is you're clearly doing something very right over there. What is it that sets Heavens apart from, in that sector?
Well, I suppose over the years we're known for customer service, and we kind of go above and beyond when it comes to customer service. So if a customer has a problem, they can come back to us, they can talk to us. we'll do our best to sort it, what we can do. We'll always offer them some sort of a solution anyway. That's what, I suppose, customer service will be our forefront of it. And I suppose more recently with Ben coming on board, we have gone a bit more into the videos and the marketing, and if anyone wants to check out our YouTube channel there and see what we get up to. We don't take ourselves too serious, but you'd have to nearly go on to YouTube channel to see what we get up to.
I suppose, does it ring true as well? People often said, I remember previous guests and experts in the area of kind of online selling that have been on the show with me have said that the beauty of an online store is it can sometimes keep earning for you when the doors are shut as well. Are you finding that you're still making sales even when you're all in bed at night?
Oh yeah, the sales come in at 4 o'clock in the morning. Actually, we had one customer rang up, he ordered at 4 and then he cancelled at 9 o'clock when we opened because he said he had too much wine. But no, it does. Like, we get sales. You come into the shop and open up the computer in the morning and you could have 20 or 30 sales before you even open the front doors of the shop, like, so.
That's fantastic. And I mean, that straight away justifies any investment, indeed, any reason why somebody should pursue that and look into that as well. So finally, Paul, what was it like when you found that you were listed as one of the top 100 retail stores in the country by Retail Excellence?
Oh, it's great. We got listed in top 130 last year, so to get listed again for this year for the top 100, I suppose it's part of our aim that we're constantly improving and constantly looking for feedback from outside sources so then we can improve and be better, say, for next year, and continuous improvement, I suppose.
Well, look, I tell you, anyone listening will know that it's something that's close to your hearts as well. And look, it's a fantastic story. Well done to yourself and Derek and to Paulette and all the team there for that achievement. I'm sure there's many more to come, and keep it going, and keep an eye on those orders coming in during the night as well. And
perfect. Thanks very much, Ronan.
Thanks a million, Paul. Thanks, Derek. We'll talk to you again soon.
It's always lovely to hear of a local business like that that continues to push ahead and aim for excellence, and great that they get rewarded for it too. They were, as I said, they were one of four stores in the Midlands that featured in the Retail Excellence Top 100 stores. It's a big accolade to have, bearing in mind that Retail Excellence has over 2,200 retail companies that it represents or as members of it. The other stores out of interest in the area were Haven Pharmacy, Butlers in Burr, Adrian Dunn Pharmacy, Port Arlington, KC Fashion in Tullamore, and Fabiani in Longford Town. Actually, was that's a former national winner. I think, was it last year? I had the owners of that on. Again, it was recognised and being up there in the top stores. And so well done to those people. And I think it's the story that Derek and Paul show or paint there, is that it's not just by accident that you get these things. It's all about great service, and they have really revolutionised the way they go above and beyond for their customers, particularly by becoming more digital and taking those orders and hopefully making money at night when they're in bed. You know, if you're not doing that yet in your business, what have you been missing out on? Maybe it's something worth exploring.